Lamedheim of Beis. Let us again start from the sugya of the Iser Kolcha, if it applies by Noshim. This is the second line from when the lines start getting wide in the Amid. Isi Tani, Isi by Yehuda, learned Af Bal Yikolcho Noshim Pturis. That there's another law which does not fall into the category at all lavim noshim achayovis, that the Issa Kolcha also does not apply to noshim. My time at the Issi. So now the Gemara, we're going to have a few mahalchem to explain the shiti of Issi by Yehuda. My time at the Issi. So the sum of the Gemara wants to say as follows. The Dori Shachet, Bonim Atem Lashem Aleikeichem, Lois is going to do. Bloisosimu kocho bene nechem lemeis. Ki am kodesh ato lashem alikecha. Is bonim veloi bonis. So bonim is coming with the UK. That dafke, this iser applies to scholim and not to nekevis. Lekocho, and the miut is going only and the Issa Kolcha, Leisesimu Kolcha, Beinei Nechem. Which, just let us look at the Pasuk, which is very interesting. The Bonim V'Loi Bonais does not go on Leises Gaidudu. Leises Gaidudu applies to Noshim also. It's only going on Leisesimu Kolcha, Beinei Nechem, Lemeis, and the Gemara is going to explain this soon, why Issi by Yehuda held like this. But that's how the Gemara is saying now, that Issa B'Yudha made this drosha, bonim v'loi bonis, on the Issa of v'loi sasimu koch. So the Gemara asks, ato ima l'kocha. You're saying that it's going on the Issa kocha, ayeni elu l'gdide. And that would be pashte deka, bonim v'loi bonis, leis is gaidedu. So the Gemara says, you can't say that it's going on Gedidah, even though Pashti Dekro would seem like this. Kishu Aymer ki am kodish ato l'ashem alekecha, are Gedidah amu. Now, am kodish ato l'ashem alekecha is an inclusive statement. This includes whoever falls into the category of am kodish, and Noshim also fall into the category of am kodish. So, ki am kodish ato l'ashem alakeich is going on the iser gdide, hare gdide omo. Homani mekayim bonim v'loi bonim. So I have here a ribui. The Pasuk mentioned two isurim. There's an iser gdide almeis, there's an iser kolcha almeis. And I have two, on these two isurim, I have one miut, bonim v'loi bonis, and I have one ribui, whoever falls into the category of am kodesh, this iser applies to them. And so since noshim fall into the category of am kodesh, so therefore this iser applies to them. So that's what the Gemara says, ki am kodesh is going on the iser gdide. Omani mekayim bonim v'loi bonis l'kol. So the Gemara asks, Umaro iso l'rabeis es agdido l'hoitzi es akocho. Now how do you know to make such a pshore that the ribu yevam kodish is going on gdide and the miyot of bonim v'loi bonis is going on kol? So the Gemara says, Malba ani es agdide. Sheyeshna b'mekayim haseir v'shalay b'mekayim seir. Omaitzi ani esakocha sheyna ela b'mekayim seir. So the Gemara answers as follows, that the Iser Gedite is more chomel than the Iser Kolcha. The Iser Kolcha is to tear out hair from the head. So the Iser is only mugbul. The mokim echot shebeguf. Masha Enkein, the Isser Gdide is B'chol Mekai Misha Beguf. So we see the Isser Gdide is a more Chomo de Ke Isser. So Memeila, so it's Mestava. If I have here a Ribui and a Miut, that the Ribui tells us that Noshim are also Bechlal, and the Miut tells us that Noshim are not Bechlal, so Mestoma, I can assume that Noshim are Bechlal, the more Chomo de Ke Isser, which is Gdide, and Noshim are not Bechal, the Gringere Isser, which is Koch. So the Gemara asks, "Be'ema bonim v'loy bonis bein lekolcha bein legdida." Let us say, "Pashta dekra bonim atam l'shem alkechem loisis goydudug loisasimu kolcha." The meat of bonim and bonis are going on these two isurim. "V'chiksiv ki am kodesh atal l'shem alkecha." Now I have a ribui that there is an Issa which is Kailo Noshim also, Misritahu Dechsib. This Ribui is going on Srita, the difference between Gdide and Srita, the Gemara El, Gdide is the Kaili, one makes a wound to a Kaili, and Srita is Biyad. So we'll see in Rashi and Taisvis, Srita Mandachar Shmai, who's speaking about Srita, that I should assume that the Ribu of Kiyam Kodesh is going on Srita, but that was in Rashi in Taisus. So the Gemara answers, Ksovar Isi Srita Gdida Achasi. I mean, this would be take a proper oifen how to say Pshat in the Pasuk, if there would take be Chilukim in Srita and Gdida, but Isi holds that Gdida also is Kailu Bein Biyad, Bein Bekeli, and that's a type of Srita also. So Mamela, I cannot differentiate between Srita and Gedide. Now let us see Rashi. Bonim v'loy bonis, bonim atem l'Hashem, l'isis goydudu, l'isis imu kolcho. Bonim v'loy bonis l'kolcho, avu l'gedide af ha-bonis. Say einoy ela af l'gedide. Shoima beposik shela acho kiam kodish ato vafanoshim bechlalom. So memele, here the posik is telling us who this iser applies to am kodish. So this iser is kailu noshim os. Orgasine, ma vani es agdide sheyeshna bemokim seya vishaloi bemokim seya. Umoitzi ani es akolcha sheyna elo bemokim seya. Is this Kolcha is b'mokim seyer? Agavucha, I think the Rishash wants me medayik from this Gemara that Psarayit and Amuki Yosef, that Kolcha also applies to the Zokin. That's why the Gemara, the Gemara doesn't mention Kolcha is only b'roish, even though the Pasuk speaks about roish, but we'll see. Says so that here the Gemara seems to say Mokim Seir, it seems it includes also the Mokim Azok. About Koponim, Kolcha is only Miyuchit to certain Mekoyim Shebeguf. Gedide, which is a scratch or a womb, V'chukei Amoira Hoyu Al Meisayim. So the Gemara asks, maybe Besrita Udachsi, maybe the Miyut Abonim B'loi Bonois goes Sai and Gdide, Sai and Kolcha, and the Ribui of Am Kodesh is going on Srita. V'kosalke daito. The Machin held Srita u'Gdide tarti nino. There are two different Isurim. Chad b'yad. One is b'yad, that's Srita, v'chad b'keili. V'av al-gav. So Rashi asks a pertinent question. The Srita b'hai inyone loiksi. How can I say that Am Kodesh is being Marbe Srita? Srita Mandachar Shmai, who mentions Srita? Kivin de Domye Ligdide, but since we are speaking about a similar action of Gdide, Kosvei Hochem. So that's why the Torah, when the Torah is speaking about the Isur Gedide, which Noshim are Nismayit, but the Torah wants to say Kiyam Kodesh, but there is a similar Isur, it's a second Isur, which Noshim are Chai. V'loiteima avhi Noshim Pturim. Ksiv Kiyam Kodesh Liboyi. V'hochi Shapel Tvek. So even though one would think this is a psashtikul doichik to say Kiyam Kodesh is speaking about a pu'ule that in reality was not yet mentioned. V'loi lisrusikro, but like this, the way we're learning now, we're being misadis the psukim. The bonim v'loi bonis gabik didiksiv u'minei solik. I mean, the drash is a very modern drash. Bonim v'loi bonis, leisus goitidu, not going on bonim v'loi bonis, that's going on leisusimu kolcho. Leis is going to do is Am Kodesh Ato Hashem Aleikecho. That means the way we are darshaning now, it's very mutna how the flow of the drash goes. So therefore, the Gemara held it would be preferable to let the drash go kipshutoi, and this ribui is going on. I have a ribui now. Some koch is coming to be marba a new issa, which is similar to the mentioned isurim. So the Gemara says, Achasi, Mashmoy Shteim, maybe Yad, maybe Keli. So if Gdida is Beloy Bonais, so who had in Srit is Beloy Bonim Beloy Bonais. Let us see Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis, Vichy Kosav Am Kodesh, Lisrit of the Siv, Perish Bekontri, the Salke Daitoch, Amino, the Gdida Srit, Tartinino. That both of them are the two different types of isurim, the chad b'yad v'chad b'keili. So memela, I could be matter gedida eitzol noshim and aser srita. V'im toima miski kando loima d'chiyam kodesh koi asrita. What is forcing me to say that am kodesh is going on srita? Shloi huske rabbi se parche klar? Loi koi a gedida v'akoch d'chsive b'hin yon. How could I say such a thing? Yishloim in the Nichalei Tveile Meimer Dechiyam Kodesh Koi Asrite. It's more Nichal to say Am Kodesh is going on Srit, Avo Pishloi Huska by Separsha, Velisare Samikra. That's better than the Drash which we're saying now. Veloim at the Bonim Atalei Koi Alois is going to do the Somachlei. It's not going Alois is going to. Ola Akolcha Shein Somachlei. Shrek Dide Mavsikinyin. It's very modern. The Bonim Lei Bonis. It's going on Leisusim Kolcha. Ve'ivchel, why are we saying this? Because Ve'ivchel emotzei samgitim forash b'gmora, ma'arois Leisusim Kolcha. We can't say that it's going on Leisusim Kolcha, because since Gedide is more chomo than Kolcha, that it's like b'chomokim, so I can't say that it's kill than Kolcha, that it's only noig by anoshim and not noshim. There's another oifen in this drash that the pasuk is not flowing. The am kodesh koi agdide shalif neifono v'loy akolcha shalafono. Am kodesh is going on the leisus gaidu, which is the beginning of the pasuk, and not on the leisusim akolcha, which is next to am kodesh. So therefore, the Gemara had held that if I could anyway darshan that Am Kodesh is going on Srita, that would be a better oifen how to make this drash. The Gemara says, I can't say this because Srita and Gedida are chodeh. Zok the Gemara weiter. Abaya Oma. So now we are trying to explain Shitas Isi, how Isi darshaned that the Noshim are a mufke from the lab of Leisusim Kolcha. Abaya Omar, Hainu Taime de Isi. The Gomar, Kolcha, Kolcha, Bibnei Aaron. Abaya doesn't go into the strash of Bonim Veloy Bonim. No, Pshat and Isi is, we have a Gzeire Shove. We have a Gzeire Shove to, it says, Laisasimu Kolcho in the volume. Laisasimu Kolcho Beineinechem Lameis. And it says, in Parshas Emor, Layikuchu Kolcho Beroisham, Paskonam Layigalechu. So it says, Kolcho by Yisrael. It says, Kolcho by Kahanim. And we learn that Exeris Shove Kocha Kocha Bnei Aaron Mala Halon Noshim Pturis. And Abaya holds that Noshim Pturis because the Miut of Bnei Aaron, the Loi Bnei Aaron that the Parsha starts off with, is not only going on Tumis Kahanim, it is also going on the Issa Kocha. So the Kocha of the Pasik and Pasha Samalikahu Kolcha Baray Shom is only going on the Bnei Aaron. So now I make a Gzeira Shove, Kolcha Kolcha. That just like the Issa Balikahu Kolcha is only going on the Bnei Aaron, Bnei Aaron, so Lisa Simo Kolcha is also going on the Zechorim, not on the Nekev. Abayom, in the time of the Isi, the Gomer Kolcha Kolcha Mibnei Aaron, Malo Holon Noshim Pturis. Just like by the Posek and Parshas Emor, the Ikru Kolcha Noshim Apotel, Avkan Noshim Pturis. The Isvirulon, the Chiksiv Kro, the Kuli and Yonu Dersiv. So now the Gemara asks, now this Oshtik Teire, the Rabbi is saying, that the Bnei Aaron, V'loi Bnois Aaron, the Miut, is not only Miuchet to Tumis Kainim, but it goes over into the next Parsha of La'ikirchu Kolcho Beroisham, and I don't say Hivsik Einyin, so now the Gemaeso Iberzoi, so why do you need a Gzei Rishovet? V'svirol on the Chiksiv Kro, V'kulein Yonu Dersi, Nishte Kro Minei. So I don't need a Gzei Rishov of Kolcha Kolcha, but Teisei v'Kal V'Chaymer. And I can make a Kal V'Chaymer, Mano Amina Oma Kahanim, Sheriba Vem HaKosuv, Mitzvah Yisayres, Afal Pikein, by the Yisr Kolcha, B'nei Aaron, B'loi B'nei Saren, Yisroel Loi Kolshkein. So the Gemara is asking, we had a similar kasha before on Lamed Hamad Beis, that if you hold Loi Hipsika Inyin, so I don't need a Gzei Rishava. I can figure out from a Kal V'Chaymer that the Miut of Noshim should Zicha apply by the Benois Yisrael if it applies by the Benois Aaron. So the Gemara says, and we hear this before also, such a Malach, Ilav Gzei Rishava, if I wouldn't have this Gzei Rishava, which this Gzei Rishava is telling me we learn out, we learn out Leisosimu Kolcha from Leikruhu Kolcha without this Gzeire Shove Havamina Hipsikinyan. I would say Hipsikinyan. That means I would say Lo Yitama, which is a mitzvah which is Kailul Noshim also, is Mapsik this Miyat of Bnei Aaron V'loi Bnei Saren. And then I would say that that what it says Leikruhu Kolcha goes Bein Anoshim, Bein on Noshim. So that's why I need the Gzei Rishovim. So now, why do I have a Gzei Rishovim? Why do I need the Gzei Rishovim? So the Gzei Rishovim is coming to tell me that Be'emesin, I say Loyev Sekenyin, and B'noi Sarin, when it's Mayit from the Issa Kolcha. Now I learn that, and that's why I have a Gzei Rishava, to tell me that by Bnei Yisrael also, it's Bnei Yisrael, V'loi Bnei Yisrael. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. Ilav Gzei Rishava Havamina Hivsikei. The Gzei Rishava is coming to tell us, that was why they need a Gzei Rishava, that Lo Hivsikei. Now I learn out that just like by Kahanim, it's Bnei Aaron, V'loi Bnei Saren, who had been by Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Anshuldik. Gzeira Shove is not a Gilui that you say Lo Hipsikinyan. Hashtanami Neime Hipsikinyan. I can still, if you're telling me, without the Gzeira Shove, I would assume Hipsikinyan, because Lo Yitamo applies to Sain Loshim and Sayan Loshim. So with the Gzeira Shove, I'll also say Hipsikinyan. And Lo Yikrechu Kolcho is going Sai An Anoshim and Sai An Noshim. Aye, so why didn't he need the Gzeira Shove? Ve'im Yishum Gzeira Shove, mi boi le lichter sani, I need the Gzeira Shove for a different limud. It says, Lo Yikrechu, by Parshas Emel, it says Lo Yikrechu. Yochel afilu korach arba v'chomesh kolchais lo yechayiv ela achas. That means, what if there was a hasro? You should not tear out there. Nitor out in four or five places after the hasro. So I would think that's like, that's, it's not five different aveiras, it's just like if a person is musre, he shouldn't eat macholas asuras. So eat five zaysim, so he gets one smalkis. Unless there's a hasro bein achila lachila, but without a hasro bein achila lachila, it's called one big aveira. So if it wouldn't say kolcho, it would just say lo yikrechu in parshas emor. So I would think that there's no difference between the Einish Malkis, there's no difference between if you made one kocha or four kochas. It's just chayiv one smalkis. Yochel afilu korach arba v'chomish kochas, leichayiv elachas tam, but loyma kocha, leyikrachu kocha, lechayiv al kol achas v'achas. So the kocha in Parshas Emor is coming to tell us that each kriche is considered like a new aveira, like a different aveira, and with one hasro get five times malkis. That's one thing. It says leikahu kolcha b'roisham matam adloima lefi shenema, because it says in Dvorim loisis goydedu loisosimu kolcha bein einechem lemeis. There it says that the Issa Kolche is Bein Einechem. So Bein Einechem is the chelik of the Rosh that's near the forehead. That's Bein Einechem. But the whole area of the head, Yochel lo yechayim, Ela al Bein Einayim. I would only think you're chayim on Bein Einayim, not on the whole area of the head. Minay l'rabeis kol ha'roish. Talmud loyma b'roisham l'chayiv al ha'rosh kebein einay. So there are two limudim in Parshas Emor. One limud is l'chayiv al kolcho b'kolcho. That's from the Yitzhak Loshon of kolcho. It says, there's a second limud that says b'roisham, which is the not differentiate which area of the head. Vaistois kol mokim horosh is chayiv deisa kolcha. And I learn out the gzeira shove kolcha kolcha. This also applies by Yisraelim. That is chayiv dalet vehe malkis al kol kolcha v'kolcha is chayiv al kol horosh. Ve'eli another way, but So they have this chaimer of kol ha'roish, of al kol kolcho v'kolcho, Yisrael minocho. Nema kan kolcho, v'nema lahalon kolcho. It says kolcho in Parshas Emor, where it says these two chumras l'chayiv dalet v'hei kolchis and l'chayiv al kol ha'rosh. V'nema lahalon kolcho by Yisrael. Makan chayiv al kol kolcha ve kolcha. Ve chayiv al rosh kebein einayim. Af moholon, so by Yisrael also chayiv al kol kolcha ve kolcha. Ve chayiv al rosh kebein einayim. Uma loholon, and then I learn another limud. It says, leisasimu kolcha al meis. So it says the whole iser is only if the kolcha was done because of a meis. Afkan al meis. So memela is how I learned. So the Gemara is asking now, according to Abaye, tell me, misvare chitzayne, do you say hipsikinyin or lo hipsikinyin? If you say hipsikinyin, so then you don't need the gzeira shoveh to tell me that it doesn't apply by noshim, it's a kal vachomer. Madach, b'nei arim, that they have a ribui mitzvahs, noshim an esmayit, about the gevis, by Yisrael. Nobody will tell me that, no, misvorech etzayna, I will say, hipsikenyin. So therefore, I can learn out a kal vachomer that noshim are potter, because I would assume by bnei arim also noshim are chayv hipsikinyin. No, the zereshav is coming to tell me that loy hipsikinyin. So Moses and children, the zereshav I need for something else. So if you're telling me hipsikinyin, so the zereshav will not tell me loy hipsikinyin. The zereshav is coming to tell me other dinim. It's coming to tell me chayv al kol kolcha be kolcha, chayv al kol rosh. And you only chayiv al meis. So we have a kasha now, and a bayi. So a bayi said, im kein nichtev kro kerach, lo yikruhu kerach, mai kolcho, shamet mino tarti. So there's the Torah expressed this with an extra ois kolcho, so it's like a nugzeir shove. I have theoretically gzeir shove of kerach, and now the Torah made hey, the Torah put a hey, so I have now a nugzeir shove of kolcho, and this nugzeir shove is coming to tell us that hipsike inyan, the Nugzeir Shav is coming to tell us that, I'm sorry, Loi Hipsike Inyan, and the Issa Kolcha applies only by Anoshim and not by Noshim. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Mibnei Arim, Dersiv Likruhu Kolcha Baroisho, Gabi Amir Ala Kahanim, I learned how to say Rishav in the Arim. Chiksiv Kro Bnei Arim, Nishtekro, if you say it's lehipsikinyin, nishtekro ma'aser shava gabi Yisrael. So the mother says, and the mother says, no, the Zer Shava is coming to tell us that lehipsikinyin. So the mother says, no, the Zer Shava is coming to tell us, hodin yon, v'roi shemo meitzel ka'ana matam aloyna. V'ishenema bi Yisrael b'inei neichem, mashme somuch lepadachas. That the Torah asset kolcha only on the hair that is near the forehead, not on the whole head. Ma'alolam b'Yisrael ha'meis, dosam k'siv la'meis, im kain. V'lahach milsa l'chudos, if it's only coming to tell us these halachas, nichtayiv b'tavayu korach, v'sesimu kerach, mai korcho, ha'volei k'gzeire shove yisere l'midrish nami ho. So the word was, I changed the word and it was not necessary. I changed the word in both places, it was not necessary. So it's ke'ilu, a nugzei reshoveh. That's the pashtus loshon of Rashi. They have a nugzei reshoveh to tell me that lo hipsik inyan and lo shimon ismayit from the Issa Kolcha. Let us see Taisvitz. He loved Gzeir Shabbat, Hava Amrinen, Hifsi Ka'inyin. Bim Taima, Heichi Taisik Adaitin Lomei Mahar. So Taisis asks, the Gemara is saying now,
that would really say, Hershey Kreide,
and the Issa Kolcha applies side of Bnei, by the Bnei Aaron, side by the Bnei Sar. No. That is why you have a Gzeira Shavu. So now, can't show you, Laban, why do you need a Gzeira Shavu? Our Kof, the Gzeira Shavu is coming to me, Megala, that Mohibs again, and the Issa applies only to Anoshim and not to Anoshim, and that's what I need a Gzeira Shavu, the Bar Yisrael, it's also the same. Vim Taima. Ektaisvis, Heichi Taisik Adaitim Lamei Moho. Homapkinu Leel. And this is the same Abaye, that's the problem. Mipa'as, She'ela b'bal tashchit. Before the Gemara said, we had learned the Lamed Hei Amed Beis. Now how do we know that the Isha Hashchus is Peyeh is only by Anoshim and not Anoshim? The Gemara says, because I have a Gzeira Shove Paspas. So the purpose of the Gzeira Shove is to come to tell us that Noshim are not Mitzuvim in the Issa Ashchosis Peyot. That's what Abaye said. That's how we know. Or we could have said, Es Sheb is a Koncha, says Pas, it's Al Kaponim. So you have here this say the Shavuot to tell me that I learn out Yisroel from Kahanim. But the Shavuot is really coming to tell me that I don't say Hipsika Indian. And I say that the Issa of Peyes only applies to Anoshim by Kahanim, and what did by Yisrael? So, since I know from the... Now, let us just think one second. It says, Lo yikirchu kolcho b'roisham, u'pa'as zekonam lo yigalechu. Now, pa'as zekonam lo yigalechu means Anoshim v'lo Anoshim. So the pas konam lo yigalecha was a gili already that I say lo yifsikinyin. The lo yatamba is not yifsikinyin. So the miyut of Mnois Aaron goes on the next words. Pas konam lo yigalecha. All of a sudden the Gemara says here an innocent statement that if it wouldn't say this nukzei reshob of kocha kocha, I would think yifsikinyin. And kocha applies by noshim also. But they say, how can you say yifsikinyin of pas konam lo yigalecha? Is a gili that lo yifsikinyin. That's Taisvus Kashi. Mitem eichet Taisik adaiten lamei ma'ochi, mafkin alel, mi pas, she'ein ababal tashchis. V'loi omar, so I have a gili that lo yifsikinyin. V'loi omar, the kocha shekosu beparsha, rishayin ekoid ababal tashchis, yifsikinyin. Lepas zokein, v'choshkein, d'koy akolcho, shehi rishayne v'parshe k'hoi v'yoysa, l'bnei arin d'chsiv v'parshe. Aisus, what is Aisus asking? Nachamo, omavkin alel mipas, she'ein ob bal tashchis. V'loi oma, so memele, that pas is going, alei hipsikinyin, she'ein ob bal tashchis. V'loi omar de kolcho shekosu b'parsha rishayne koydan bal tashchis hipsike inyin lepas zoken. Now I'm saying that lo hipsike inyin, and I'm not saying that kolcho makes hipsike inyin for pas. It's the koshkein, so I'm saying that the Bnei Avloi Bnei Saran is going on pass. The Choshkin the Koya Kocha, she reshined the Parsha Kray Vyaisel of Nei Arin the Siv the Parsha. That is Kasha number one. In Kasha number two, Void Kosha, the Tanakama the Masnissen, Eichi Poli Ga Kocha. the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is Chaylakanisi. He holds that Noshim Ayoch Chayiv Bekoch. The Kama of a Masnissim, that Noshim only Potachos from Baal Takif and Baal Tashim. But they come up Baal Yikochu. Fafilu mi pas oma la'el dekoi abnei alim. Koshkein dekoi akocha dekoi v'livnei alim. So Tosfos is asking two kashas. He says, on the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, the Gemara said that Lamed Hemed base, that alkocha he has to learn out from the Gzereshov of Pas, the Lehipsik Inyan. So if Pas is Lehipsik Inyan, about to give his koch is also Lehipsik Inyan. So kocha should also not be applicable to Noshim. And he holds that Noshim Achayit. V'yeshleima, so Tosfos says, you're right. In Hipsik Inyan, you're 100% right that by Pas I say Lehipsik Inyan, about to give this by kocha. But there's another fact over here. Salka daita chamina de gabi kolche da af al gab shehi kreivel of ne'aren hivse keinyin mishum dachsiv kam kodish ato de marbe noshim vafilo bi Yisrael afosh bigmol vile hivse keinyin. That means I have here a new limud from Am Kodesh. Am Kodesh and the love of Leikru Kolcho I have ki Am Kodesh. So that is a gilui that that the Issa of Kocha applies to Noshim also. So that will force me to say that Hipsik Inyan Lagabi Kocha and Lai Hipsik Inyan Lagabi Pas. I have an Am Kodesh. So that, and that's like the Svar of the Tanakam of our Mishnah. And that's why I need here a new Gzeira Shovet to tell me I don't darshan ki Am Kodesh, to tell me Lai Hipsik, to tell me Hipsik Inyan. Im kein lichtoyf kro kerach, ikro kerach, mai kocha. Peirish, velitein es, so, Tosfos had a problem. What's Tosfos' problem? I really don't understand Tosfos' problem, but let's just explain. But the problem was, Tosfos understood that the Gzeira Shovet, when we had learned Pshat in the Gemara, according to Rashi, we had said like this, that really, it could have said Kerach Kerach, and I hear my saying Gzeira Shovet. And from this Gzeira Shovet, I'll know that L'chaiv al-kol kolcho v'kolcho, and L'chaiv al-kol arosh, and L'chaiv al-almeis. So why does it say kolcho? It's like a second Gzeira Shovet. Tosfos seems to have a problem. If it would say kerach, how would I know the first halachas? If it says kerach. So Tosfos says, perish, velita, is almost shal zeboze. How would I know these halachas? Have a maki b'mamotzinu. I learned out a mamotzinu Yisrael from Kahanim. Why do you need a mamatzin? You can learn this out from Gzeira Shovet. Tosfos somehow seemed to learn, if it would not say kocha, I couldn't make a Gzeira Shovet. Now I'd learn how it was a mamatzin. Aye. So Tosfos says, how can I learn from mamatzin? That means these chumris, which are mentioned by Kahanim, Chayval kol kolcho bekolcho, Chayval kol arosh. This was this number by Kahanim that the Ribe mitzvahs yaseiras. So Tosfos says we mishum the Ribe bo mitzvahs yaseiras and lomu lachalik mitzvah achas she'onu meitzim bekahanim beYisrael behedya. The vaday gufa mitzvah lehiyinu loimde. Aval perisha mitzvah gomri shape medodi. This is a psagavaldic alumnus over here. The whole inyan that ribe ben mitzvah yeseiris is as far that this mitzvah was only said for Kahan, because they have a lot of mitzvahs. They have this mitzvah also. Yisraelim, which don't have so many mitzvahs, they don't have this mitzvah. But if I know that there's a mitzvah of kolcha, by Yisraelim also. So now the tnoyim of the mitzvah, yichayv al kol kolcho v'kolcho, yichayv al kol arosh, that zicha, atzuras ha-mitzvah will not change between the shvatim. By kahanim, the tzuras will be like this, and by Yisrael will be like this. So memela, I can learn that with ha-mamotzino already, these halachas, the tzuras ha-mitzvah. And all this is called the tzuras ha-mitzvah. I think we can learn this is, so the one we have here, two mahalchim, to explain Yisi. The first mahalch of the Gemara was that Yisi darshins bonim v'loy bonis, to be memayit, the Yisi korcho. And then Abaye says, we learn out kolcha kolcha from Bnei Aaron, just like over there, Bnei Aaron, v'lo Bnei Saarim, who adin, a Yisraelim also with Mamayit Bonis. That's the second Mahalach and Isi. Now we're going to have a third Mahalach and Isi of Rava. Rava Omar in the time of the Isi. The time of Isi ben Yehuda that says that the Isi kolcha only applies to Anoshim and not to Noshim. So he says a different Bekir. How in the time of the Isi? The Yalef, it says, Loisosimu kolcho b'nei nechem l'meis. And it says, by Tfilin also, b'nei nechem. Is ma'la halom, just like by Tfilin, Noshim p'turis, anu drashin gans. I learn out kolcha from tefillin. Ma'alahalon noshim pturis, afkan noshim pturis. Anu limud. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, no, there's no Rashi. So as I learn out, here it says, b'nei nechem by the Issa kolcha, it says, b'nei nechem by tefillin. Tvila noshim apotet mitzuseser shezman grome. So the linen zere shevet apotet from kolcha also. Frek de gemore berove my time eloi oma ke abaye. Why didn't he say abaye is limut? And you learn out kolcha kolcha from bnei avaloi bnei sarim. Korach kolcha loi mashmalei. This drash, he sort of said korach korach and says korach kolcha kolcha. This he doesn't hold like it. This makes it a new zere shevet. Abaye, my time, loy omar kerove. Why didn't Abaye, I have a beautiful gzeire shabbat, I have a gzeire shabbat that I learn out, it says, b'nei nechem, l'shishimu kolcho, b'nei nechem, and it says, v'yul teitof is b'nei nechem, so I should learn out, one from the other, I should learn out kolcho from tefillin. Omar l'cho, tefillin gufaya mehochi gomelo. Now he says, you know, this Gzeire Shove, you're right. This Gzeire Shove, you learn out Bnei Nechem, but this Gzeire Shove was Nimsa. Not to learn out Kolcha from Tfilin, but to learn out Tfilin from Kolcha. What does that mean? Ma laholom mokem sha'oisim Kolcha b'goyva shalvash. When it says, so the b'nei nechem by kolcha does not mean literally b'nei nechem on the forehead between the eyes, because it says leisesimu kolcha. Kolcha means tear out, should not tear out hair between the eyes. So it means the hair near the forehead, that's between the eyes. So that's the pshat of the b'nei nechem by kolcha. So the tefillin should also be where the kolcha is. They should put your tefillin but as cholas tzmiches hasaris. Ma lo holon mokim shoisin kolcha begoiva shalosh. Afkan mokim anoche begoiva shalosh. That's how you learn it out. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Tfilun gufayim mehochi gmiri, kloim, ahig zeir ishov da bein eneichem, mi boile le migba mokim tfilun mehochi. To learn where you put the tfilun. Loi teime bein eneichem mamish, da heine al patachto, you put the tfilun on his forehead, ala yalvim bein eneichem de kocha, the mokim seya. The boloi mokim seya le meshkachas kocha, it says loi sima kocha bein eneichem, so the bein eneichem over there means where the hair is growing. You can't make kolcha on the forehead. V'hainu l'maylo mipadachtoi. Al yach bein enechem the kolcha, the mokim seir, the v'lav mokim seir, v'shkach esko, v'hainu l'maylo mipadachtoi. I once had a Rebbe that told over a taitsh in a posik in Mishlei. It says the posik, chochov einov b'roishoi v'psil b'choshech haylech. So he said, pshat in the posik as follows. Chassidish Rebbe, maybe it's Chassidish Taitz. He says, Chacham Einov Baroishoy. It says, V'hoyu L'taitofis Bein Einechem. So, Einov, so here, Bein Einechem doesn't mean between the eyes. Chacham Einov Baroishoy, because he knows the Gzeir HaShavet. But Ksil doesn't know the Gzeir HaShavet. So, B'choshech Haylech, he puts a Tzilin Mamish between his eyes. So that's why B'choshech Haylech. Al kaponim, I don't know, maybe someone says it, but that's al kaponim, this drash of Abaye, that we learn out, that the bein einechem is b'roishe, learn out from kolcha. Let us see, Taisvitz. Tfilin gufayu mehoche gamrinim. So the Gemara says, Abaye did not want to learn out from tfilin, that just like tefillin is not noig by noshim, so the Issa Kocha is also not noig by noshim, because I need this gzeirah shavah that I learn out tefillin from. I learn out tefillin from Kocha with the mokim anochas tefillin shalroshim. Vim toima oma bekach, so Taisus asks, amir de kekasha anabaye, become a kinel of kocha mitzvillin. He can learn out tefillin from kocha. Let's learn out kocha from tefillin. That just like noshim apote from tefillin, noshim apote from kocha. The eng zayde shavu lamach. So what's your problem? I learn out tefillin from kocha. I could also learn out kocha from tefillin. Ma v'neima ma tefillin noshim. Tuvu sachanam igabi kocha. V'yeshloime d'shemo loy nigmero zayde shavu lashmina mokim anoches tefillin. So Tais is saying that sometimes the Gzeir HaShavah was Nimsa only to learn one halacha, not to learn two halacha. So that's what Abaye holds. V'koshe l'haram, amai emenichen tefillin b'chol harosh, if we learn out the Bein Einechem, that it says by tefillin, I learn out. Since I'm learning out tefillin from kolcha, and by kolcha, kol harosh, the Issa of Koch applies by the Kolarosh, so the Mokim Anochas Tzun should be Kolarosh. That's the Koshla, Amayim Menichen Tfilin B'Kolarosh, Ki Eich Dekom HaKolcha B'Kolarosh. V'Shem Elohi Mahani Ay Bein Eneichem. So why does it say by Tfilin Bein Eneichem? That we Motsi L'Michtev B'Rosh Eichem. V'Av Agav Gabi Kolcha K'si Bein Eneichem, V'Lach HaKolcha B'Kolarosh. V'Yesh Lohim Adalig Magzei Rishov Anichtav. For the Gzeir HaShavah. But if it will say that the Emerson Hesitun is also B'chol HaRosh, then they wouldn't have to say the Bein Enechem, but all should have said B'Roshchem. Okay, now the Gemara has a kasha. Ubein L'Abaye, Ubein L'Rove. Now we had three Mahalchem in Issi. The first Mahalch was Bonim Atam L'Hashem Alekechem. Bonim v'loy bonis. Now, Abaye v'rove have a different mekoyer for Isi. Hay bonim atem may dor shibe. What do they do with the bonim atem? Like the first malach is bonim v'loy bonis. What do they do with the bonim? The Rishash asks, it's, well, why are we chaplain that with Abaye Barov? According to the Tanakhama Visi, we also have this problem. Taisa Rosh also asks this kashup, so I don't understand Kloch's Teretz. But Al Kaponim, Gemara asks, what do we do with his bonim? So the Gemara says as follows, Lich de Sanya. We have a Moiradike Gemara over here. Bone matem la shemalekechem. Bizman sha'atem noyegim minig bonim atem kruyem bonim. Now, bonim is a Moiradike Yichas. Bonim atem la shemalekechem. So Rabbi Yehuda loim shat, when is bonim atem la shemalekechem lois is guided? That means if you'll do Ratzin Hashem, so then you are considered Bonim Lamokim. Ein Atem Noyegin Minig Bonim, Ein Atem Kruyim Bonim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So Rabbi Yehuda holds the Yichus of Bonim is only said if you are Lois is guided, if you are doing Ratzin Hashem, you act like Bonim, then you can be considered Bonim. Rab Meir Oymer, Benkach u Benkach Atem Kruyim Bonim. Shenemar Bonim Sichlim Heima. Now Bonim Sichlim, Sichlim in Shoytem. But they're called Bonim. Bonim Sichlim Heima. So you see they're called Bonim. But Oymer, another Pasik. Bonim Loi Eimon Bon. Bonim, there's no trust in them, or there's no emun in them, but they're called bonim. Va'aymer, zera mereim, bonim mashchisim. They're called bonim mashchisim, but called bonim mashchisim. So we find that Klal Yisrael could be in Gor, shvala matzeh, but they're called bonim. Va'aymer, va'hoya b'mokim asheyayim alehem le'am yatem, Yoyim alehem b'nei keil chai. They're called b'nei keil chai. That others will say they're loyami, they're not even my nation, they're called b'nei keil chai. So there's a lot of v'oimers over here. My v'oimer, v'chi ta'ime, sichli hu de mikri boni. No, if they're shaitim, or others say they're shoygigim, they're unaware of what they're doing. No, then they're called bonim. But if this, they don't have a mune, loy mikil bonim. Tashma, vayma bonim, loy emon bon. There's no emune, but they're bonim. V'chitei mekiles bu hem nusa hu de mikri bonim. Aber ki polchu la vaydes kechavim, loy mikil bonim. Tashma, vayma, Zera mereim bonim mashchisim. They're also mashchisim. We'll see Rashi says mashchisim means if they have a desire, they're bonim mashchisim. They're bonim which are mashchisim. V'chiteim bonim mashchisim u'demikra bonim ma'al yelay mikre toshma v'oye v'mokim sheyem olem layam yatem yem olem b'nei keelcho. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Bein labaye, bein larove, de nafkelu pture de noshe mikro achine. Bonim atem aydor shibe, vichitei mesichli u de mikri boni, kshein bem ala shtus u de mikri bonim. The shtus does not take away the yichis. Ava kshein rishoim, the last buem nuse, there's no trust in them, le mikro bonim. Mashchisem, dain avay de zore, kedosiv kent hashchisem basisem pesel. Boni ma'al yeloi mikro oid lo'ilo. Though, that if they were, once if they have a desore al kaponim, they'll never be called boni ma'al ye. Toshma, do hodri mikri b'nei keil chai al yedei tshuva. So Rashi learns pshat that this is talking about after tshuva. You have boni mashchisim, if they'll do tshuva, they're called B'nai Keil Chai. I'd like to mention a Moirdike Marit. The Marit is Chaylik on Rashi. The Marit says, what's the Chiddush if they did Tshuva? What's the Chiddush? What's Gate Meron that they were born in Mashrisim? They did Tshuva. Tshuva helps. That's the Marit's Kash on Rashi. And because of this Kash, he's Chaylik on Rashi. He says, no, the bonim mashchisim, and they're called loy amiyatem, they're still called b'nei kelchai. Moir dikezach. That means the Ave and the Kirve that the Rabbi Nishlom has to Klal Yisrael is Afilu, the Bonim Ashchisim, the Stil Bnei Keil Chai. Samir the Kizach. I'm not mistaken, I think the Mishlom Melech and Derech Pikudecha wants to be Mavayar, the Rabbi Nishlom made Trias and Mason by the Tzomas HaYeveshis. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, these are Tzomas, they were Rishoyim Gemurim. They were Mamish, the Gemara says, so he says, why did the Rabbi Nishlom, why was the these are Tzomas HaYeveshis, why was the Rabbi Nishlom Boicher to make Trias and Mason and these are Tzomas? So he says, Klal Yisrael were then tining that, they're not bonim to the Rabbi Nishlom, they're avodim. And odin shamochoi avdoi, so he's odin. They held they're not bonim, they're avodim. See, here's a mahalach, the Rabbi Nishlom is called a koyim. So if the Rabbi Nishlom made chiyas ameisim, al kolchoch they're bonim. And that's why the Rabbi Nishlom, tells to our Gemara, that's why the Rabbi Nishlom made chiyas ameisim for those that some say yevashis, which were who knows what, he's still born in Akameya. He's still Arameya over there. That's the Ave of the, that's Avino Malkeno. Everyone says this, whatever his matzav could be, we're still called Bonin. That's what the Marit says. Yisrael kan Rashi. Perhaps a little could be Mazba Rashi. The Balatanya says, Nigeres HaKadosh, he explains that there's tshuva and there's kavanas. And he said, you need both. He says, a person does tshuva shleime, there won't be any einish or chatzi einish. Tshuva takes care of whatever tshuva takes care of. I mean, there's a boy, chelke kapor, but whatever, tshuva takes care of, tshuva takes care. But he says that the relationship that the person had with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, before the chet, after the chet, this relationship is severed already. It's not the same. You have two people, one did a gevaldik avla, and then he's sorry, he's mischaret, fine, okay, I won't punish you, but we're not the same. He says that was the purpose of a kodm. The purpose of a kodm was l'rotzein. A noyla was l'ratzeis. The kodm brought about that we came back to the same relationship as before. That's the chiddush of that's why we needed a kodm. So perhaps that could be that's what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is saying over here that the kiruv of bonim, the shame bonim, Rashi is telling us that it could be it's not a stira to the Baal HaTanya, the shame bonim, that means before they were bonim mashchisim. That means the bonim, but bonim mashchisim, they're coming with the shame levai. That tshuva is bekoyach to make from bonim mashchisim b'nei keil chai. And perhaps we could say, the Rash, perhaps is chaylik on the Baal HaTanya on this nekuda, because I once heard a ha'ore from the Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam Perik Shvi Halach Evov Hilchas Tshuva says as follows. Oh, Taki says, Gedoyla Tshuva Shmekareves Es Ha'odom L'Shchine Shenema Tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Alekecha. Yeah, and he brings a lot of psukim. Hatshuva Mekareves Es Ha'chokim. It brings close those who are rochik. Emesh, yesterday, before the tshuva, hoyezeh sonoi lefnei hamokim, mishukitz, umeruchik, v'tayeva, That's the matzav before tshuva. Vayoyim hu ohu v'nechmod kogoy v'yedid. Now he's a kogoy v'yedid. V'chein ato moitzi shebeloshe shakadosh baruch hu malchik hachoytem bo mekarev es hashovim ben yochid ben rabim shenemar, he brings back to this posik. Vayi b'mokim ashe yoyim alehem loy ami atem yoyim alehem b'nei keil chai. So the Rambam is saying that is the chiddush. The Rambam is saying this is the chiddush of tshuva, that tshuva brings about tshuva is mekarev and it brings about a yedidus. Hayoyim hu ohu v'nechmod korev v'yedid. So that's a chiddush, and he brings this pasuk for a raya. So al kaponim, without this pasuk, it'd be a mokim to think that. Al kaponim, the Balatanya says that even though tshuva can take off onshim and there won't be any tviyah, but it should be a korev and a yedid and bnei kel chai. That's what tshuva should be able to accomplish. I would know this. So that is the chiddush that al kaponim, after tshuva, he becomes a korev and a yedid. He's considered bnei kel chai.